The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Ah, yes, that music means it's time for our month's episode of Science Diction, where we look at the origin of science words with my guest, Howard Markel. He's professor of the history of medicine at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, co-director of the Center for the History of Medicine there. Welcome back.
Hi, Ira. How are you?
Good to have you back. What's our word for today? It's an interesting one.
Well, it represents one of the great miracles of modern medicine, antibiotics.
Antibiotics. It's a compound word, it sounds like.
It is. It's two words, and it really comes from the Greek and Latin roots for against life. Ironically, it wasn't used in the way that we know it as a drug that you take for an infection until 1943, when Selman Waksman, who was a very famous microbiologist and himself invented or discovered 20 antibiotics, used that word in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. And we normally think of the first antibiotic being from penicillin.
Yeah, but before we get to penicillin, I want to take you back about 120 years before 1943, because antibiotics' original meaning, it comes, as I said, from the roots for against life, described an opposition to believing in the presence or possibility of life outside the planet Earth.
A very famous
naval commander, Matthew Maury, he was a founder of the U.S. Naval Observatory, and he actually coined the word antibiotic in his 1860 textbook, Physical Geography of the Sea and Its Meteorology. And, you know, you could imagine Maury looked at the stars quite a bit through a telescope and a sextant as he attempted to chart the seas and winds and currents. And he argued in his book against extraterrestrial life forms. He said, "I incline to the antibiotic hypothesis." So a very different meaning.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it soon fell out of favor in the 1870s and 80s to mean aliens from outer space. But by 1890, it was revived by a French microbiologist named Pierre Villemin, and he used it to describe any compound or chemical that was injurious or destructive to living matter, especially microorganisms. But he was really riffing on a much different anti-life concept called antibiosis. And that was a term that both Louis Pasteur and Robert Koch used in 1877 when they were describing how there were certain airborne bacteria that were floating around their labs, and it inhibited the growth of their anthrax cultures. They were studying anthrax individually in order to establish the germ theory. Well, the key, of course, was finding out exactly what was causing that inhibition. And in the decades that followed, many, many scientists searched for such agents, but the catch was most times, the substances they used were so toxic that they not only killed the infecting microbes, they also seriously harmed the people who were taking the medication. And a great example of that was Dr. Paul Ehrlich's famous magic bullet for syphilis, which was called Salversan 606, and essentially that was just a variant of arsenic, something most of us would not elect to take.
No, I hate it when that happens. So we go fast forward to Fleming and the penicillin mold, and that's where the first...
that's where the birth really begins. It's 1928, and Alexander Fleming was a bacteriologist at London St. Mary's Hospital, and he discovered that a penicillin mold, a fungus, had contaminated his laboratory. But he had this eureka-like moment when he noticed how well that fungus inhibited the growth of specific types of bacteria he was trying to culture. And we now know that, you're right, as penicillin.
Dr. Markel, we've run out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're a great storyteller. And I love long stories. But we'll have to pick up next time next month, okay?
Okay, good to be here.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Howard Markel is professor of the history of medicine at University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and director of the Center for the History of Medicine there. Greg Smith composed our theme music. I'm going to help today from NPR librarian Kima Leski. As it is Valentine's Day on Monday, we have a special Valentine's, sci-fi Valentine's card on our website. You can download it, copy it, send it out as you wish. Just click on the Dr. Freud at sciencefriday.com, copy and paste it, and it's got a cute little Science Friday saying in it. Have a great and safe Valentine's Day. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.